less about ego and less about proving that they're smarter than you. It's more about financial gain and making money. And these people make a lot of money doing this stuff. If they didn't, they wouldn't continue to do it. It was a very small portion of the global threat about, say, 6 to 8 years ago. Today, it's the predominant one by a factor of 5.
Analyzing security attacks from a worldwide point of view. This is PodTech.net. I'm Michael Johnson. If you've got business data, there's a chance that somebody out there you don't know wants to take a look at it. Security threats range from global to mobile. And on this podcast, we talk with Stuart McClure, Senior Vice President of Global Research and Threats at McAfee.
The security problem is absolutely a global problem, not just vertically, but horizontally and in every which way. It affects the consumer and the end user all the way up through the enterprise and business to business, consumer to consumer. And the problem has really evolved from a very esoteric, very specific, known by very few people, to now a much broader audience, which really results in more threats, and it's resulting in more complex threats and more involved threats. Threats that are turning and changing and morphing into much more virulent strains of techniques. Every time the good guys put up a wall, the bad guys figure out a way around it, and it is a constant battle and fight. And the global nature of it makes it that much more difficult. So the fact that a teenager in Russia can put a PC up on the internet and start attacking the U.S. is very real, and it's very prevalent. Happens all the time.
Now, where are we seeing these threats mostly coming from? Is it all over right now? I mean, given the nature of the net, it could be from anywhere. But I know that we've seen some come out of Russia, some come out of the Philippines, and all kinds of places.
It really waxes and wanes. It just depends on the type of threat. You'll have some threats that are more financially driven by some of the more Eastern Bloc countries. You will also start to see a lot of the intelligence gathering type of techniques or the identity theft techniques coming from China. And Asia Pac as well. You'll see a lot of the malicious attacks just for pure fun or pleasure coming out of Middle East, India, Pakistan. It really just depends on the type of threat and the day of the week as to where it's going to be coming from. It can come from everywhere. And also, the nature of the internet is a very anonymous environment. So because we may think initially, hey, it looks like it's coming from Argentina, it usually isn't. It's usually being proxied through Argentina, but its actual source might be France, or it might be the U.S., it might be Austin, Texas. So it's very difficult often to track it back to the original source.
Now, you've got this kind of interesting new base of people that are coming out. Who are they, and how are they getting so smart? I mean, how are they learning this stuff?
Well, I think it's just like any industry that evolves and improves, and more and more people get involved in the industry and they get smarter and smarter. You have a smarter attacker, you have a smarter burglar, if you will, that, even though there's a lot of ways to, lock the doors, lock the windows, set up security systems, ultimately there are a lot of very smart burglars as well, that if the motivation is there and the opportunity is there, they will attack and they will take advantage of it, usually for financial gains. That's one of the big changes we've seen over the past 3 to 5 years. Is it's less about ego and less about proving that they're smarter than you. It's more about financial gain and making money. And these people make a lot of money doing this stuff. If they didn't, they wouldn't continue to do it. It would be non-existent.
And that's new.
That is. That's absolutely new. I mean, it was a very small portion of the global threat about, say, 6 to 8 years ago. Today, it's the predominant one by a factor of 5.
Now, more and more, we're talking about global. Let's take it down to the basic personal level. I think as some people listen, they're using more and more portable devices. There's more and more information being carried around in those portable devices. We're talking about identity wallets, small packets of information that you carry around. How does McAfee sort of deal on that level with security?
Part of our global threat and research team, we deal with mobile threats, and we deal with them at the PDA and mobile phone device level. So there have been numerous threats over the past couple of years, viruses, worms, Trojans, that have come out on mobile devices. Almost every mobile device has been affected. The two predominant OSs are Symbian and Microsoft for those devices. And we support and cover those devices by many of the manufacturers. So it's the same thing from a computer perspective. We have to look at every device that a user would have access to and look at any way into that device, any input. If there is an input mechanism into that device, then an attacker can take advantage of it. It's like if you have a window in your house, a burglar can get in the window. If you have a door. If you don't have any windows or doors and there's no chimney, it's going to be really hard for them to get into the house. Same kind of idea. So we look at every device, no matter if it be PDA, mobile device, laptop, you name it. We'll look at it and make sure that if a hacker can get in, then we need to prevent.
So how's McAfee finding out about these things? Are you going around and just monitoring global scenarios? Is it the nature of the attacks that come in on certain companies that you go in and analyze? How do you do it?
Well, we do it in a number of ways. Part of the nature of the beast is we have to be involved in dozens of techniques for gathering intelligence, gathering samples, gathering exploits, following and monitoring the bad guys, figuring out what they know, and trying to be smarter than them, and trying to prevent them from attacking. So we do that in a number of ways. A lot of it is communication. A lot of it is discussions with groups, with other people, our own intelligence. We have Honeypot. We certainly use technology like Honeypots to gather samples, to gather evidence of new and emerging threats. We share a lot with other vendors. We try and provide a true cooperative effort around fixing these problems and protecting customers. It's not a competitive situation for us. We really do want to protect customers and non-customers alike. So for us, everything that we do around research and threats really goes to making sure we stay ahead of the bad guys.
That's good to hear, because I think that a lot of people might worry that in a very competitive business atmosphere, you might sort of cut the cost of the process by just saying, well, we're not going to share this. We're going to try to take a market advantage.
Precisely. And there are some companies that still maintain that is a stance that they would like to keep going. And that's okay, but we do not believe that that's in the best interest of consumers and customers. So we have always tried to be as open and friendly in that perspective as we can.
Okay. So when people think of McAfee, what are the adjectives they should think about?
Strong, intrusion, prevention, security, and preventing hackers from getting in.
We've been speaking with Stuart McClure, who is the Senior Vice President for Global Research and Threats for McAfee. At RSA 2006, I'm Michael Johnson.